And if there were millions of ladders that came down, none of them could save me. My arms were useless, my legs as stiff as wood. If breath escaped my lungs, I could not feel an ounce of it. The smoldering heat from the sun up above was enough to bake me a meal, and yet not a bead of sweat trickled down my face. There was no rustling of leaves, no whistling of wind. But then suddenly there's this voice that comes from way up high, resonating and rattling. The heap of dry bones in which I stand. Massive heaps and heaps of peculiar bones that fill the desolate, wasted pit, almost like a valley. And the voice, he says, "Wake up." And I don't understand because my eyes were wide open. Yet he asks me to wake up. I try to reach out, try to see whom the voice belonged to. But nothing of me seemed to move. Not a hair, not a foot, not a heartbeat. And that's when I realized I wasn't in a valley of dry bones. I was a valley of dry bones, shrunk and sunken in my own stupid ways. I have dried up and lost the life of which I once thrived. But the voice, oh, the voice of my breather, the voice of my maker, the very voice of my love and groom. Return, he calls from up above. And I felt every part of me come together, like puzzle pieces finally finding their place. Great things are in store, he says. Great things, and you are the center of it. I felt strength return to the tips of my fingers. I felt the air expand my lungs within. A beat, two beats, and my heart is pumping again. My name is Israel. Watch me as a sovereign Lord awakens me again.